You could be that guy.
That's an important part of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're recording unless somebody asks and answers that question.
I'm tempted to say things like, because Harris isn't really here, like, oh, Matt, stop taking your pants off.
But you told me to. So here we are. Obviously, the trailer just dropped today, although this episode is posting the next day, so it posted yesterday. So by now, it's old news, but not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, really, it's posting tomorrow, but the trailer dropped this morning, but I didn't see it until this afternoon.
It's good for people who have no time to watch it.
Hey, <everyone. laughs> all right, so let's get right into it. Harris, what were your thoughts about the trailer?
My overall reaction was I thought it looked really badass cool, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah, definitely felt good about the trailer. The trailer sort of, you know, you never know with Spectre not being, you know, the greatest Craig Bond film. It's probably the worst or my least favorite of them. And this one having so many production troubles and delays and everything, I was getting a little skeptical. But then I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, this could definitely be a good movie.
I mean, there's a couple of iffy things in there that could go south, you know? So, like, we talked about in a previous show that, you know, bringing Christoph Waltz back basically means that they have to acknowledge that Spectre exists and that the storyline is canon. And, you know, so, like, I wonder, but they could do it the right way. They could bring him back in basically, like, one scene, you know, not mention that they're brothers and just kind of gloss
over
that.
Yeah, I hope
that.
They don't say anything about the brothers thing. Clearly what they're going to talk about is whatever Swan's secret is, though.
Right.
Because she's got a secret.
You know, I feel like we made a couple of predictions on No Time to Podcast about this new movie that I think, having seen the trailer, I'm second guessing pretty big. One was that Blofeld would be like the main antagonist, and that Rami Malek would just be like sort of the underboss. And I think Blofeld's actually just the Hannibal Lecter, Silence of the Lambs Hannibal Lecter version, where it's just, you know, the quick scene of him in prison and that's going to be it. And also, I was very adamant that Madeline Swan would survive this movie, and surprisingly, I am backtracking on that big time.
She could still survive. Oh, sorry.
I mean, she could still survive, but I'm definitely, I would not bet on it now.
Really?
I'm thinking a happy ending is less likely at this point.
Yeah, so you don't think she's going to become possibly a Sylvia Trench character like we discussed?
They always come back to the trench.
No, they always come back in a trench.
I don't think Bond's going to be getting in that trench anytime soon.
I just wanted that to happen. The trench voice.
I'm always here.
I'm always here.
Keep the trench warm for you.
Oh, God. This might be a good point. We're already talking about No Time to Podcast. This might be a good point in the show to let people know that, guys, the holidays are coming up, and you know what? We're not short of gifts for our fans, because you know what? You could subscribe to our Patreon page for just $1. That's right.
That's $1.
The season of giving.
$1 a month, right?
$1 a month. Way to remind them of that.
How many dollars is that a year?
According to my math, I mean, I'm no mathematician, but it's, I don't know, maybe a couple of bucks. Colin, what do you think?
How much is $1 a month for a year?
There's like 30 months a year, right?
It's only a dollar.
It's only I think we're all very bad at math. Anyways, it's less than the cost of a nice sandwich in LA for lunch.
That is true.
That's
you
true.
You could have our podcast bonus content for an entire year.
Wow. And
that includes No Time to Podcast, where we talk about this upcoming Bond movie, and it includes Q Branch, where we talk about our new podcast, and then it includes bonus content where we talk about entire different movies, like we've done the Austin Powers franchise with some very special guests, and that's
right.
Been pretty dope.
Basically,
it's a lot
it's
more
the...
of us. Is basically, if you love us, and I know you do, it's more of us.
I mean, if you're listening to this now, then you must be really confused, or you love us. Or both.
I don't love Colin. I'm just confused.
But more importantly, we are going to talk about this trailer a little bit today, but we're going to do a deep dive later this month, where we really go shot by shot and really discuss it. And you'll also get to hear all of our previous discussions where we took some bets on the odds of certain things happening in the new movie. We made some predictions. We made some wild accusations. There's a lot of elements of debating people who might be alive or might be dead in real life.
That's on our next episode of No Time to Podcast, which we'll post at the end of this month. And we'll talk about that stuff along with whatever other news about this movie comes out from between now and the end of the month. Which, yeah. Who knows? Could be nothing if our track record says anything.
But yet we still find a way to fill like 20, 25, 30-minute podcasts despite having no new news to talk about.
Yeah, it's because we're just full of knowledge and entertainment and comedy. We are just geniuses. I mean, if you love this show, you have to take the next – you have to take the plunge and commit a dollar. And that dollar goes towards, you know, us making these shows. It keeps Colin fed. Mm-hmm. It keeps
Matt in pants.
It keeps me clothed, yeah.
What I like to do is open my mouth and try to make the words come out with sounds.
It's a struggle. I watch him struggle.
It's really hard.
Yeah, you guys should see his face when he's trying to do that. It looks like it's much harder than it actually is.
It's terrifying.
Speaking of, Colin, I don't want to put you on the spot, but to get back to this trailer, I'm curious what your favorite moment of the trailer was.
Oh, my favorite moment? Oh, that Rami Malek is the Phantom of the Opera, maybe?
Is he?
I fucking love the Phantom of the Opera.
So just a quick, bit of info here. So one of the first things that they shot for this movie, I remember when they released, like, someone had, like, a good lens on a camera from a far away, and they snapped some pictures in Norway of, like, you know, the icy scenes that we see in the trailer. And we see a villain with a mask on, and, like, everyone was kind of trying to figure out who he was. And I don't think anybody ever suggested that it was Rami Malek. They didn't think it was him. At the time, for whatever reason, he was shooting Mr. Robot or something like that. But, I mean, it looks like, unless it was his stunt double or something, you know, it looks to be...
Well, but the thing is, when you see that close... See, I agree, that was actually my favorite part, too, is the guy with the machine gun and the crazy-ass mask. But his facial scars are so much more severe in that scene than they are in the other scenes we see of him.
Yeah, I think we're going to see both him getting scarred, him in the process of healing the scar, and the healed scar. Well, it looks like we're going to see all of that within the course of the story.
Going back to that footage, you see him and he's chasing down a little blonde girl, like a young girl. So the rumor is that is Madeline in flashback. So that's why his scars are brutal, because he probably just got them in that scene somehow. And then, you know, we see him later on and they've healed, or he's, like, had them mended.
There was also a part of the trailer where the mask is complete and doesn't have a big hole in it either, right?
Right. Yeah, I saw that, too. So I'm very confused about many things, but I'm willing to... I did think that was a really cool shot of him. And I like the scars when he's wearing the mask there. Those look pretty badass. I think they should have kept them, actually. If he knew he was going to be a supervillain... Don't heal with scars. That's stupid.
I hope that he sings in the mask, much like the Phantom of the Opera. I do not hope that the mask is anything like the mask, the movie, with Jim Carrey.
Why not?
I'm telling you, James Bond, I'm a normal guy. It's just the mask making me behave like a cartoon villain character. Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess I'll talk to MI6 about it.
He just bursts in a song. It's like, don't stop me now, because I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
That's what I want to happen. He just goes into Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
We also mentioned before that we wanted to see some, like, more eccentric bad guys in this, and not, like, the generic, you know, guy in a suit who looks vaguely Eastern European. And I will say this. I saw there was one shot of Bond in a fist fight with somebody who had a dazzlingly gaudy shirt on
and a mohawk
and a very weird shaved back of his head haircut thing going on.
I saw
that
too.
Which I was like, that looks pretty memorable. And he might only be in that one scene, but I applaud that they're at least bringing that kind of element of you know, recognizability to a minor henchman character.
I mean, they haven't done villain in a purple Hawaiian shirt yet.
Yeah, it's a new one. It's a first for the franchise.
Let's see. What else did we spot? I think my favorite part was the end with the car and the machine guns and the headlights spinning around doing donuts.
Doing donuts. Cool. He's out there doing donuts in Rome with a machine gun car. He just doesn't care.
You've heard of Tokyo Drift? Well, this is what we call Texas Drift.
Texas Drift.
It's pretty much the same thing, but it tastes better.
A little bit more spicy.
Yeah.
Harris, you with us?
Oh,
okay. I am.
Oh, I thought
I am. I'm laughing on the inside. I'm trying not to, because I'm calling in remotely, I'm trying not to interrupt the flow of the, when you guys get on a roll, you know, I don't want to step on.
Right. Matt. Stop doing that.
Yes, listeners, in case you didn't notice that Harris sounds like complete garbage tonight, it's because he's calling in remotely from his basketball game.
Actually, I'm still at work. I haven't even left the office yet.
Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to paint a delightful picture of you, and you just go and ruin it.
Yeah, he's trying to paint me as an athlete.
I've seen him dunk
many things
in real life.
What are you most worried about having seen the trailer? Either one of you.
I'm not actually worried about this. I'm kind of excited about it, but it does look like the plot might be complicated. And so I'm thinking maybe it might be like some of the story is a little close to being nonsensical, logic wise, but I'm kind of excited about that. I really want them to like, you know, push the edge there.
I like that one shot of M. And he's like, get me 007. And he looks like he's put on some weight. Or it might just be the way he's standing or something. He's got like a paunch.
Yeah, he's paunching.
He's like, damn it. I know 007's in the next room, but I can't move. Just get him.
Get me 007 and five hamburgers.
Something for me. I'm putting on my Churchill body.
Damn it. When's lunch?
So Lashana Lynch, is that her name?
Yes.
Yeah, Lashana Lynch.
I got to get her name down. She seems like she's got a pretty meaty role, unless they're totally giving us a red herring here and just showing all the clips from like the opening scene or something.
I think she's going to kick a lot of ass and then die.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like a badass. I'm sticking with my prediction that she's a Quirrell, but she looks like a pretty badass Quirrell.
Yeah, she's going to kick like a lot of ass.
She's not going to get killed by some fake dragon, that's for sure.
What would you guys do if they revealed that Madeline was actually a villain this whole time? And like that's
a fembot?
Yeah, she's a fembot.
Yeah, a fembot. Yeah, she's been a fembot this whole time.
Yeah, we knew. Yes.
Actually, we knew all along.
Well, that's sort of what I was wondering is, it seems like we've got three Bond girls in this who all seem like they're allies, which can't possibly be the case. So,
well, Paloma, the one we see the least, we pretty much just see her at a club in a black dress and then shooting a machine gun.
Yeah, she has a gun in one of her scenes in the trailer. So.
And in the poster, there's character posters that were released, and the one of her, she's holding two guns, a big machine gun and a little pistol.
Yeah. And but it did look like in that one scene where, what I'm really worried about is that they're just rehashing old plots from previous Craig movies, because it definitely seems like Madeline Swan is going the Vesper Lynn route, where, you know, secrets from her past catch up with her and ruin their happy ending. And it also seems like there's that moment where Bond is in a room full of people and they're all like backing away from him, and he looks surprised, and that girl looks surprised too. And so I'm like, oh, is this like the same thing with Spectre, where they have the big meeting and all of a sudden they acknowledge that he's there and he thought he was being so sneaky?
It's also
and Rami Malek's character does seem like he's got this like sort of Blofeld-esque vibe about him, where they're just gonna be like, no, Blofeld wasn't really the head of Spectre, it's this other guy that we never heard of.
Super
Spectre might knew him too.
Yeah, my name is Stefan, also known as Blofeld 2.
Well, another rumor I read is that he's Blofeld's son.
Oh, yeah.
And that he, breaks him out of prison.
Why would Blofeld have a son if he hates his father so much?
I feel like that would be kind of stupid, but, you know, who knows?
I hope that is not the case, and they continue this trend of, like, family ties.
You know what I want
the plot? And, of course, we've got my least favorite thing, where it's this time it's personal again. Like, every Craig movie has to be some personal thing, and this time it's about Dr. Swan.
You know which one I hope the plot is similar to? Is Diamonds Are Forever, but I don't think that's going to happen. just with the girl being less dumb.
Like, actually, the Blofeld in prison is just a guy who had plastic surgery to look like the old Blofeld, but the new Blofeld is Rami Malek, who had plastic surgery to look like Rami Malek.
Whoa.
Yeah. But, you know, like, where the woman is, like, his ally, but she thinks she's doing her own thing, and then it's... There's a, like, maybe a Moonlander.
Yeah, and eventually he's got to hide tape cassette in the back of her bikini crap.
Yeah, yeah. But not as dumb as she... They made her too dumb in that one.
No. I think Diamonds Are Forever is... the more I think about it in retrospect, it is one of the stupidest, goofiest Bond movies. And the more I think about it, the more I think it's, like, one of my favorites also.
I know.
Like, all the things that you guys think Moonraker is, I think that's Diamonds Are Forever.
Well, speaking of revisiting movies, maybe we should talk about which movies we're going to revisit next for our next episode. Do we have one? I know we've talked about a few. Let's make it solidified right now.
What is our goal for revisiting them? Were we going to revisit the ones that we disagreed most on or the ones we hated most and see if we look at them any softer?
I think we should revisit the ones we disagreed on. Just because
okay, so that would be From Russia With Love...
Right.
Uh-huh. Moonraker.
Yep.
Yeah.
And is there one where I wasn't in the minority?
You know what? You guys both liked License to Kill, and I didn't think
it was that. Oh, yeah, I did like License to Kill.
Well, there's also Honor Majesty's Secret Service.
I kind of want to redo that one. I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, I think maybe I was too hard on it.
Let's redo that one, even though we were all kind of in agreement on it. So let's do From Russia With Love, what's the other? Oh, Moonraker. And Honor Majesty's Secret Service.
I think we have to, revisit Honor Majesty's Secret Service just because that one is like so highly regarded. In fact, like another Bond list just came out on some website that someone sent me, and that one was like number two. And I'm like, why did we hate this movie so much? Were we all just in?
I remember why, but I just think George Lazenby is like.
I don't have much hope of a whole dramatic revision of my analysis of it, but.
I think we need to watch it together and just record it live and, you know, maybe have a couple of drinks.
Yeah, let's shake it up a little bit.
Yeah. All right, so which one should we do first?
Chronological. Chronological.
We could just do them in order.
Yeah.
Chronological would leave, like, Moonraker as
in the middle.
One of the
last. No, at the last. Yeah.
It's fine. All right, maybe we'll leave this part a surprise.
And then you guys get to close out with Moonraker. That's the finale.
That is true. It is the most bombastic movie of all time. We'll do a pigeon double take as we take a double dose of this movie.
It's too bad we couldn't do Diamonds Are Forever again. Maybe we'll...
Yeah, I'll bring my slide whistle.
Yeah. The slide whistle is in Man with the Golden Gun.
Oh, right.
You fool.
How dare you?
All right, what else about this trailer have we not mentioned? There's a couple of shots. I mean, I'm looking forward to breaking this thing down shot by shot because there's some stuff that needs investigating. I don't know. There's one shot with, like, people in red suits, like, standing in the water, and there's, like...
Is that with the neon lights? Yeah, I couldn't even understand what I was seeing.
I forgot all about that one. Yeah, we definitely should break this down. This is going to be fun when this will be a lengthy No Time to Podcast where we go through this one bit by bit and microanalyze it.
Yeah, we finally have something to talk about.
Yes. Tune in on the Patreon. It's the season of giving holiday podcasting event.
Yeah, that's right. $1 a month, guys. You think you can spare it? You cheap bastards.
Yeah, we've been giving you gold for free.
Yeah, we've given you gold for free for 2 years, you pieces of shit. Oh, man.
The holiday season of giving, you pieces of shit.
That's what I'm going to call this mini episode.
It's very
pieces of shit.
Very, very Santa-like.
All right, what else do we have?
Q's haircut?
Q's haircut. You also asked about the thing we're most nervous about. I'll tell you what I'm nervous about. Bond is looking old, and he's looking, like, digitally touched up. And I have a good eye for that sort of thing. I mean, I just saw The Irishman, so I'm very attuned to what that looks like.
Is he a Gemini man in this one?
How many sittings did it take for you to get through The Irishman?
I did it in one sitting because I went to see it in the theater. And
oh, that's insane.
I held my bladder. I peed right before it started, and I held it.
And then halfway through, and then at the end. I've watched it twice now. I turned it on twice now, and... and like picked up where I left off and everything. And I'm still not even like through. And it's not like it's bad. I just don't know why it's so fucking long. This is insane. Yes, I actually had the opposite reaction. I was like, I think Daniel Craig could go one more. I know he says he's never going to do another one, but he said that last time. I think he can go one more. I really want to see like
a full-on
Grandpa Bond. If Roger Moore could play this until he's 93, I think Daniel Craig can play it until he's like 54.
I agree.
Wow. Guys, I mean, we may be in for a surprise. He may be saying it's his last one, and then after this comes out, you know, it makes $1 billion. Beloved, yeah.
What if this one ends with "to be continued" ... on a field of black?
James Bond will return. Or they just flat out say, Daniel Craig will return.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, he's like, get off my corner, Tom Hiddleston. I'm not dead yet.
Fucking Tom Hiddleston. I hope he's not the next Bond, damn it.
All right, we don't have time to get into this. I got to go play basketball.
All right, Harris, thanks for being a part of this show from a distance.
All right, thanks for including me and not freezing me out like you have in the past.
One time, because it was 5 a.m. and you were in New York or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Have fun.
All right.
Score some touchdowns.
Do good. use the step back.
All right. Bye. Subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah.
All subscribe.
Right. So, that sound means Harris is gone.
Yeah. So are we going to say anything else?
I don't know. I think we covered most of it. I think we'll save the rest for our Patreon show. Because if you're still with us, the Patreon show is where we really let loose. We just talk about anything. Here, we're a little restrained. And by that, I mean we're not restrained at all. We can say whatever we want.
Yeah.
But we really can say whatever we want on the Patreon. It's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets intense.
Yeah. I mean, Harris just straight up masturbates on the air. It's a disgrace.
It's what the fans want, though.
Yeah, that's true. You guys wrote in, you asked for it, we looked confused and raised our eyebrow, but you know what, we deliver.
Yeah. And it makes us uncomfortable, but we care.
Yeah, exactly. We listen to you, the fans, because we love you. All right, well, on that weird note, I think we're signing off.
I guess so.
All right, that's been the show. Thanks for listening. Watch the trailer 1,000 times like we will. And we'll catch you on the flip side.
See you later.
Love you.
We love you.
Okay. Bye.